USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The ayes are 54. The nays are 45.
And with that, Gina Haspel chosen to replace Mike Pompeo on the CIA. The Senate voting to confirm her on Thursday. A student and a teacher are dead. Dozens injured after a school bus slams into a dump truck on Interstate 80 in New Jersey. Happened about 10:30 local time. It's not the big one experts are predicting, but the Kilauea volcano erupted early Thursday morning. Experts saying the big one is still to come. Rudy Giuliani stating the special counsel will not indict President Trump.
According to Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, Robert Mueller confirmed to the president's legal team that they cannot indict a sitting president in the United States, according to longstanding legal precedent noted in Nixon and Clinton's terms. Mueller's team has yet to comment on what evidence would have supported any indictment of the president, but noted to the president's attorneys that no action will be filed by the special counsel. I'm Jennifer Breeden.
And I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year and is qualified for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
The president not worried about North Korea threatening to cancel their upcoming meeting. At the daily press briefing, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders saying,
"The president is prepared and will be ready to meet, and we're continuing to move forward with the preparations at this point."
The North upset about joint military exercises by the United States and South Korea. Paul Manafort's former son-in-law strikes a deal to cooperate with the government in the pending case against his ex-father-in-law, the one-time former chairman of the Donald Trump campaign. Manafort currently facing two indictments brought by special counsel Robert Mueller, ranging from tax evasion to bank fraud, and has pled not Robert Mueller, ranging from tax evasion to bank fraud, and has pled not guilty to all charges. And Congo Robert Mueller, ranging from tax evasion to bank fraud, and has pled not guilty to all charges. And Congo confirming a case of Ebola in a city of over 1.2 million people, marking the first urban case in the latest outbreak with high potential spread of that virus. The CDC saying this is now the most serious threat since the 2014-20.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Three Florida men are going to prison for trying to join ISIS. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details.
Their plot was foiled in July 2016 when federal agents arrested one of the men, Gregory Hubbard, at Miami International Airport as he was trying to board a plane to go to Syria. Reports are Hubbard, Dane Christian, and Darren Arness Jackson all admitted to being either stupid, selfish, or delusional, and pleaded guilty to charges of conspiracy to provide material support to a foreign terrorist group. Hubbard and Christian have been sentenced to 8 years in prison each. Jackson was given a 4-year sentence. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Well, thousands of people forced from their homes by the Hawaiian volcanic eruptions fled without their communication devices. Now those in shelters and community centers are getting some help. USA Radio's John Clemens.
That help comes from Hawaiian Telcom that has supplied them with free service for calls or text messages to the U.S. mainland, American Samoa, Guam, Puerto Rico, the Northern Mariana Islands, into the U.S. Virgin Islands so they can communicate with family and friends concerned for their safety. And Nishida Fry of Hawaiian Telcom says it's all about Ohana.
We really do feel in our hearts that our customers are more than just customers. We say that they are Ohana, which means they are like family.
That's John Clements and the most mysterious Android phone of the year coming to Verizon and AT&T. Verizon announcing the first holographic phone in the world, the Red Hydrogen One, and it'll be ready later this year. This is USA Radio News.